Texter writes, so you're saying after the British helped Iran by denying America the use of their bases to attack Iran, Iran repaid the UK by opening fire on its ships. Yeah. Yeah, they did. Again, as recently as this week, the UK was trying to help Iran, putting out their multinational plan, which involved America and Israel leaving, ending the blockade, and the UK and France partnering with Iran to patrol the strait. How'd that work out for him? Iran was super grateful, right? Hell no.
Now returning to Operation Epic Fury, a third vessel has reportedly been attacked in the Strait of Hormuz after the UK said the Islamic Republic attacked a container ship earlier today and is suspected of firing on another one.
UK flag container ship. They will turn around and blow Keir Starmer's Euroweeny rear end sky high. Why? Because we're infidels. That's the whole point of this thing, to kill us. Would somebody please look up what these people stand for? It's incredible. Texter writes, the masculine DNA of Europe was wiped out in the trenches of World War I and the battlefields of World War II. My son believes this. And I think what was left came here. You had to have a certain pioneer risk spirit, you know, non-risk averse spirit to come to the U.S. Texter writes, Tarek, keep in mind the Eisenhower will be in theater in a day or two, freshly armed with a laser weapon designed to shoot anything down. I don't know if Eisenhower has a laser weapon. Maybe I have to look that up, but I know that George W. Bush does. By the way, the reason it's not in theater now is because we had to take the long route. We couldn't go through the Red Sea because the Houthis and China are waiting for us to blow away our ships. We're going to have to kick their ass. We're going to take the Red Sea back. That is a key shipping route. You know what China's doing the Red Sea? They're blocking those European ships from coming through. And also they, you know, last year were firing on our naval ships. They block all of the ships coming through to Europe and won't let them through. And they only let the Chinese ships through. They cut down the traffic to Europe by 70%. Why? Then they turn around and say, hey, you want to buy Chinese goods? Nothing else can get through. You'd think they'd be begging us for protection, not just from Iran, but from China. But no, they want to be ruled. They're like, somebody rule us, please, the Communist Party, anybody. Folks, the idea, I just keep hearing this liberal gnashing of teeth. We're going to be alone in the world. Well, better than signing a suicide pact with these people. Jeez. Texter writes, Starmer Macron appeasement policy, Chamberlain would be proud. Chamberlain would be proud. Texter writes, Trump needs to take that damn island. I know. And folks, this is where we are. Trump keeps making statements like, you know, hey, we're done. We accomplished great stuff. And they did. But folks, we've got to take Karg and we've got to take the Toll Islands or China will. They already started. When Trump said, hey, we don't care who patrols here. Not our problem. China immediately took it and started demanding that everybody buy their goods in Chinese dollars to pass through. Would have destroyed the petrodollar. Trump immediately reversed course, changed his mind, which was wise. We can't abandon it. We can't be done. And folks, this idea that, well, you know, we got 90% of the way there. And Trump said that since this weekend. I hope he's not serious. He may not be. That can't stand. I mean, we've already caught China rebuilding their ballistic missile supply. This week, again, I can't repeat this enough times. It tells you everything that's going on right now. You know that ship that we blew away the engine room? It was initially reported, hey, we'd found the dual-use chemicals. They need to reconstitute the ballistic missiles, right? Well, now we've really dug deep into that ship. You know what China, it came from China to Iran. You know what that ship was carrying? Other materials that could be used in missile construction, including metals, piping, and electronics. It was an assemble a missile kit. They were already trying to run it through the blockade. They're going to rebuild this so fast, and they still have the nuclear material. Do you know what a terror Iran will be after this? You can't stop now. You broke it. You got to buy it. You can't stop now. We can't stop now. Or we will be handing this straight to China. We can't just say, well, we set them back a long time, because you know what? They're going to catch up fast. And you'll have the Euroweenies patrolling beside Iran in the Strait of Hormuz and buying everything in dollars and saying yes or no, ma'am, to China. Can't happen. And it doesn't have to happen. Now, the good news is we had, folks, I was very disappointed in what happened yesterday. I mean, when Iran ghosts you and doesn't even show up to your talks, and you're like, hey, we'll grant you a ceasefire extension. Huh? The only way this makes sense, folks, is to buy the USS George W. Bush a few more days to get the lasers there. And that may be what's going on. And Trump doesn't care because he knows no one will remember this. Because if this is the real deal, and what he said yesterday was, well, we'll just wait till the Iranians figure out who's in charge and make us an offer. The ceasefire is going to go on 20 more years then? Till they hit the mainland in the U.S. with the nuke? Because that's what you just said. I can't believe he'd do that. That's just weakness. I can't believe he'd do that. There's got to be something else going on here. But yeah, yesterday was a little humiliating. Iran won. I'm not gonna lie to you. Iran and China won yesterday. When you don't even show up, you ghost J.D. Vance? And we reward you with an extension of the ceasefire? And we blame it on Pakistan because Pakistan asked us to? When are we going to figure out they're not our friends, by the way? But like I said, we're seeing the massive buildup heading there that has been heading there since last week. More than likely, this is what Trump's done before, which is dither and waffle around to get all the military assets in place. And then when he feels it's the safest to hit, that better be the plan. Because there is no other plan that will work. Not long term.